The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
That was Fireball.
I'm gonna call it a bow from now.
I don't know why, but every now and then my inner British accent comes in. I don't know why.
You don't have British descendants. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any British friends?
No.
Yeah, it does. It seriously does come out sometimes. Yeah, I think you did it this morning as well.
But I was saying the bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom of this, because of my brain is overreactive and I think of like inventions. Like this morning, I thought of a non-electric treadmill.
Yes.
Made out of tennis balls and cardboard.
Absolutely. And your brain was just like, ideas. And yeah, and you were talking about the bottom of it, but you didn't say bottom of the yeah.
A lot lately I've been saying bottom instead of bottom, and it's bringed out how many times I actually say bottom in a day.
Yeah, because you have that little British accent to it. It's interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it? So today we are talking about National Reconciliation Week, and so we need to start that, I think, with acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land that we are broadcasting from, which is the Binjab. I think I'm saying that right, Binjab and Wadjuk Noongar people, and they are the traditional custodians of the land that we are broadcasting from. So I think that's very important.
What exactly does that mean?
We're just acknowledging the land that we are on, that it was its own. Traditionally, it was owned by
the
indigenous people.
In the past or...?
Yeah, past and present.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we go the national. Oh, I was just having a quick read over something. I was like, oh, that was confusing. So National Reconciliation Week, the dates are quite significant. The reason why we run it from those specific dates is because some really big things happened in our history in that timeline. What was it? 1967. There was a referendum. So you were around for the most recent referendum. You know how I had to go and vote whether we wanted some change with Aboriginal people into our. Do you remember that?
No. Memory is really bad.
Yeah. So that referendum didn't go through. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, it was voted against on a big scale. But the one in 1967, which is, it's crazy the history of the Stolen Generation and how long it took for that recognition of Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it this morning. Captain Cook coming to Australia and the First Fleet, and there being it was named Terra Nullius, which meant the land that belonged to no one.
Yeah.
And that's what it was called, and then they didn't acknowledge that the land
had been actually owned.
Well, yeah, and it there were people,
yeah,
here. They lived here, and they had their culture just ripped away from them when the colonization of Australia occurred.
Yeah,
and so the dates with National Reconciliation Week are really profound in why we've chosen those dates to not celebrate, but acknowledge and really take time to reflect and reflect on our practices and our values and our connection to both people, Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, and that connection to country.
Yeah.
So May the 27th, so that's the start of the National Reconciliation Week, and that is that referendum to abolish discrimination laws in the Australian Constitution, which then allowed Aboriginal people to start having to be in knowledge as they are equal to everyone else.
Yeah,
you know that they're not.
They're just people.
Yeah, is
that we're all people.
Absolutely, and it shouldn't have been that way, should it?
Yeah,
but that's the history, and then in 1967, history started changing. And started going into a lot better path. I still think we've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
But that's why we celebrate it starting on the 27th of May. And then it goes through to the 3rd of June, which is, again, that commemorates the Mabo decision, which was in so recent history. I was born and around, like, it's crazy how recent these occurrences are, and that acknowledges that the land was owned by Indigenous Australians, and it wasn't that it was not owned, which is what the colonisation kind of Australia occurred, and said that it wasn't owned by anyone, and so that, you know, these explorers could then take, like, the British explorers could take over and call it a land that they could abolish their criminals to. Yeah. And use up the resources and whatnot. And I don't think that was right to just, you know, claim it and say we can use up all your resources, we can use the land, with total disregard to the people that were already here.
Yeah, what we were talking about last week, I feel like this, the last week that we did radio, we were talking about something like what's right and what's easy.
Ethics.
Yeah, ethics. So the ethics apply to this, like, it's the easy thing to do just to send people away and send them to Australia, and they and what's the right thing to do is just arrest them. I think
back in those days, like, it was that they didn't want to maybe deal with the problem as such. They wanted to banish that problem, and they thought they had access to extra land to be able to just do that. Like, let's just throw these people away. And they were getting sent, like, they were convicts for doing things like stealing bread.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what the punishment would be for things that occur today, like the crimes that we have today? We don't have any land to abolish them to, but, like, it was quite harsh, I think, back then, and they were very big on not having that that conflict. But taking over the land is and not acknowledging the people that were already there, I don't think you're right. It's not ethically right, and that's what National Reconciliation Week is. Acknowledging that, you know, that is a part of our history, and we can't change what is part of our history, but we need to acknowledge what happened,
and then just bring, like, acknowledge what happened, and then change for the better today. Like, we can't change in the past, but it doesn't mean that everything's going to end because we did something wrong in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's within our power and our timeline here to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And it actually just made that the song, you know, in Frozen 2, how it talks about just taking the next right step.
Yeah.
So there was that conflict, and it was in her past, in Elsa's past, and it was we need to put a Frozen song on after this.
Oh, this made me cringe.
Why?
And I like Frozen.
You don't like Frozen. I'm totally going to look for Frozen.
You mean Let It Go?
Yeah, but that's not the song. I'm going to see if we've got it here. I'm going to put Let It Go just on our playlist. But it is. It's taking the next right step into the right direction of, yeah, sure, we can't fix the past, but we can move forward. And that's why we looked at Kevin Rudd did that national apology. He apologised in 2008, and it was during that National Reconciliation Week. So he apologised for the stolen generations and the things that occurred within the past. And it's not to say we did this, like the people of today did this to the people of today. It's to say we want to repair. It's my history, my ancestors, like you were saying earlier, off air, my ancestors did this and your ancestors endured this, and we're sorry. We are sorry for what occurred.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that was such a pivotal moment, again, in history. It was in our history. And again, it's such recent history. It seems wild to me that it was that recent.
Yeah.
And we
and how long it lasted for.
Yeah. It did. It lasted for so long, from that colonisation to that point of 1967, where things start, like, we didn't look at the whole history, but where laws started changing to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and the Aboriginal people in general and their rights, their human rights to be treated with respect. And it took such a long time, and it's in such recent history that we have changed our thought process and around all of that.
Yeah.
So shall we let it go? I want to find. We'll see if we've got the other Frozen song. But I, it definitely reminds me of Frozen 2. The storyline of Frozen 2 is just, yeah, it's magical and very powerful message within that. But let's let it go with some Frozen.
Let's let Anne know.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
Was Cheap Thrills by Sia, and before that was Gazing by Miles Smith.
Yes, and I'm going to send out an apology. After I pressed play on Let It Go, I was like, well, that probably wasn't the best song choice after the conversation that we were just having. It was not intended like that. It was that we were just talking about the message that is behind the Frozen 2 song that we don't have access to at the moment. So, yes. But on a lighter note, I have some dad jokes for you today.
Sadly, I don't.
Oh, well, that's a first. I'm a little bit more prepared for you than you. That never happens. Are you ready for my dad jokes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What kind of noise does a witch's broom make? Or witch's vehicle make, I should say. Do you know?
Sweep.
Close. It's broom, 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 broom. Um, I wanted to buy a pair of camouflage pants.
Why?
I just wanted to buy some, but sadly I couldn't find any.
I was going to do that joke.
Camouflage. You're meant to laugh at me. I got dad jokes prepared for you. Come on. So it's a good one, right?
Yeah. I think I must have emailed it to you or something.
Oh, well, I don't check my emails enough. And then there was another one. What was my other dad joke? Oh, I cannot remember what it was. Give me a second. Oh, what's brown and sticky?
Chocolate.
Well, yeah. But a stick! It's a bit sticky. I like that one. Well, that was our dad jokes for the day. It's not like you to not have dad jokes sorted.
I think I did, but like...
I brought some mum jokes for you today. But we will maybe, if we get to it, we'll put some of those up on our socials, which is...
Pardon?
Our socials. We'll put... You were busy reading.
The Family Show - IPL Radio.
Absolutely, on both Instagram and Facebook. And hopefully we'll get those up. Can we get those up, Toby? Can we record those?
Maybe.
Give us a follow to make sure that if we do post service, that they'll come up on your feed. But let's head to a song and then we'll do some Italian after the break. What do you think?
Sounds good.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.
That was Can't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Toby has stepped out of the studio. Oh, there he is. Just in time, dude. We are doing Come Learn Italian with Us. So we're going to do a little bit of revision. And we are going to do, what do you think, some numbers today?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how to count to 10. So can you tell our listeners how to count to 10 in Italian?
We do it normally or easily.
There's a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do not know the difference. Let's talk Italian.
Uno.
Yep.
Due.
Yep.
Tre. Quattro. Cinque. Sei. Sette. Otto. Nove. Dieci.
Great work. I just realised what you meant by normally and easily. You say it really fast. Absolutely. So, I'll get you to do it again and I will say the English version first and then you'll say the Italian. Are you ready?
Yep.
One.
Uno.
Two.
Due.
Three.
Tre.
Four. I almost said it in Italian.
I've forgotten.
Quattro.
Quattro.
It's a bit harder when you're doing it like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Five.
Cinque.
Six.
Sei.
Sette. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got me. So, six.
Sei.
Seven.
Sette.
Eight.
Otto.
Nine. Nove.
Nove.
Ten.
Dieci.
Good job. And what about hello?
Ciao?
Yeah. And bye, just bye is ciao as well, but goodbye is arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Yeah. So that is bringing us quite close to the end of our show. So let's wrap up with a question that I have for you.
Okay.
What can we do in as children and young adults of today to bridge that gap, that reconciliation? What are your ideas, your ingenious ideas of what we can do?
Just be respectful to the Indigenous people.
Yeah.
And just, like, yeah.
Yeah. I think learning about their culture and...
let them, teach on how, learn their lifestyle, and just respect them.
Yeah. And I love, my heart really sung just then when you said that. Let them teach us.
Teach me, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And being respectful. Like, are you comfortable with us learning this and not, you know, our formed ideas that we develop that we think that we need to learn? Give the Indigenous people the opportunity to teach us what they would like us to learn about their culture. I think that's really powerful. And I do think... That's very respectful way of learning about their culture is letting them guide us. And
there's different ways they can do things in their culture.
Absolutely.
Like, there's one culture, but if you zoom in on it, like an infinite drawing, there's a lot more than you think.
Absolutely. And everyone's own personal experiences through life and everything. Like, everyone has so much to bring. I think each individual person, like, I learn so much from you. I really do. And I think that we can all, when we acknowledge that we are stronger and, you know, there's more that can come from that connection and respecting other people's stories and their experiences and what they have to bring to the table.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I just love that. I love that you reflect on it like that. Well done. Yeah. So that brings us to the end of our show. It has been fun chatting with you today, sir. Yeah.
Very tired.
You are very tired. You woke up too early.
Yeah.
So if you would like, I'm going to try and get to the learning summaries of our show because we always try to make sure that it's a little bit educational. So if you are a homeschool or family or you are an educator listening in, I will post some a brief description about the learning areas that we've covered and that you can include in your documentation if you need to. Otherwise, do give us a follow on our socials because we'll keep everything updated. And also, quickly before we go, the latest magazine, Inspiring Passionate Lives, has been printed. We've got the hard copy in our hands. And there's an article that I've written and
next
some
time.
Photos. And you're aiming to write the next article, aren't you?
Yeah, you're just going to teach me how to write an article.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always learning.
Always learning. And you know what? It's ticking off boxes for homeschooling. So your first mission is to work out photos that you're going to send in for the next magazine. But for our listeners, if you are local, definitely pop into the studio and grab a magazine. There's so many... stories, so many articles that is just, it is inspiring and I'm so glad that we've got the hard copy. It's not just us in there and a lot of work has gone into this and I know that there's a lot of local businesses whatnot that has a copy of the magazine. So if you see it, do pick it up, have a read. Yeah, because it is amazing. And that is it from us for today. Are you good?
Yep.
Yep. So have a lovely... Oh, and do enjoy the warm sunny weather because we've got rain coming after today, I think. Like, it just increases here in Perth. So do make some time to get outside and enjoy that sunshine if you can today. Have a lovely afternoon, and we will be back with you next week from 12 o'clock.
Okay.
This is Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Ooh, ooh, ah.
The best music from the 60s to today. IPL Radio.